Chapter 21. Aaron's Rod That Budded. What a dreadful evil is pride. The Bible tells us that it is the cause of all quarrels and strife. For it says, "Only by pride cometh contention," Proverbs 13, verse 10, which may well make us consider our own spirits if we are involved in any such things. We have told you about Aaron and Miriam, how they quarreled with Moses, and how Miriam was suddenly smitten with leprosy. We have to mention now another sad case where pride caused some of the Israelites and 250 of their princes to rise up against Moses and Aaron. Poor Moses, although so meek, as the Bible tells us, yet how much he had to suffer from the people over whom God had made him the leader. But God stood by him and was faithful to his servant. Well, what is that now? Korah, who was a Levite, and Dathan and Abiram of the family of Reuben, rose up with the 250 princes and told Moses and Aaron that they took too much on themselves. Their pride made them speak against Moses and Aaron, and they claimed that they also ought to be allowed to serve the Lord as priests. But God dealt very solemnly with them, as you may read, and caused the earth to open and swallow them up with their goods and families. There came also fire from the Lord, and consumed the 250 princes. These dreadful happenings may be considered as miracles, although we might say the earthquake was a natural cause. Yet the fact that only Korah and his company were swallowed up by it, while all the rest escaped, would also make the earthquake to be a miracle. But the miracle which we really wanted to bring before you is another wonderful thing which God did, also connected with this rebellion of Korah and his company. You will remember that God chose Aaron and his sons to be his priests, and no one else was to come near the Lord to serve him as priests. God had shown his anger against Korah and the others with him by taking them away suddenly by the earthquake and by fire. But now he gave them another sign to convince the people that only Aaron and his sons were to be the priests. This sign also was one that was to be kept to show all the Jews that were yet to come. Let us now look at this wonderful, miraculous sign. The Lord commanded Moses to tell the people to take 12 rods, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Upon each rod was to be written the name of the tribe which it represented, and Aaron's name was to be written on the rod for the tribe of Levi. These 12 rods were to be put in the tabernacle before the Ark of the Testimony. So Moses did as he was commanded, and on the next day, when he went into the tabernacle, there were the 12 rods as he had placed them. But look, what a wonderful thing has happened. One of the rods has brought forth buds and blossoms and almonds. And when they read the name on the rod, it was Aaron's. All the other rods were just dead sticks. Was not this a wonderful miracle? It was in this way that God showed the people that the priests were to be chosen only from the house of Aaron. Also, Aaron's rod with its buds and blossoms and almonds was now to be kept in the tabernacle before the ark as a witness to show the people if in days to come there should be any question as to who should be the priests. It would seem that afterwards Aaron's rod was put inside the ark, for we are told in the New Testament that the ark contained the golden pot of manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant. Now you can read about Korah and his company in chapter 16 and Aaron's rod in chapter 17 of the book of Numbers, while the 9th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews tells us that Aaron's rod was placed in the ark. Verse